This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. International Day of World Indigenous Peoples being observed today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says government is committed to rights of marginalized communities. Second dose of Covishield vaccines to senior citizens being administered from today. And UN to reveal landmark climate report findings. Now the news in detail. The 27th International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples is being observed today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that the government is always committed to ensuring rights to minorities and marginalized communities. In his message of best wishes to all Nepalese indigenous brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of International Day of the World's Indigenous People, Prime Minister Deuba mentioned that the day would raise the issues of all indigenous nationalities and would unite all indigenous communities across the world, making them aware. The Prime Minister said the government of Nepal on 13th September 2007 ratified the ILO Convention on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples' Rights, and the government is committed to fully implement it. The Ministry of Health and Population has launched the AstraZeneca vaccination drive targeting senior citizens above 65 years of age who have received the first dose of the Covishield vaccine. According to Ministry's Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, the campaign was launched following the arrival of AstraZeneca vaccines from Bhutan and Japan. Senior citizens receiving the first dose of Covishield are to get the second dose after around 4.5 months of receiving the first dose. Some 1.4 million people above 65 years of age were given the first dose of Covishield from March 7 to 24. The vaccine is available from 149 vaccination centers in the capital. The security bodies have continued the search for Jai Singh Thami's body. Thami went missing in the Mahakali River while crossing the river using a ropeway bridge on July 30. The Armed Police Force and Nepal Police have continued the search towards the Nepal side, while the Indian Sima Suraksha Bal has been conducting the search towards the Indian side on the bank of the river. The security bodies have continued the search from Mal of Biaswara Municipality 2 up to Khalanga area of Mahakali Municipality. An investigation team formed by the government to probe the incident said a search for the missing Thami's body would be carried out using drone camera for one time. Investigation Committee Coordinator and Home Ministry Joint Secretary Janardhan Gautam said that a search would be conducted using drone camera for finding Thami's body. A meeting of the CPN-UML Central Committee is taking place at 3 p.m. today to decide the future strategy of the party. Central Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said in today's meeting the important decisions will be taken on the preparations for the Legislative General Convention, the issue of appeasing the dissidents of the party and the amendment of the Legislative Assembly. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli said a 31-year-old man of Nepalganj sub-metropolitan city 18 died of coronavirus infection. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Lumbini Province and Sudur Paschim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The world's largest ever report into climate change will be published later, setting out the stark reality of the state of the planet. The study is by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a UN group that looked at more than 14,000 scientific papers. It will be the most up-to-date assessment of how global warming will change the world in the coming decades. Scientists say it will likely to be bad news, but with nudges of optimism. And environmental experts have said it will be a massive wake-up call to governments to cut emissions. The Taliban have captured three regional capitals in Afghanistan as they continue to make sweeping territorial gains in the country. They seized control of the key northern city of Kunduz on Sunday, as well as Sari-e-Pul and Talokwan. It means five regional capitals have fallen to the militants since Friday, with Kunduz being their most important gain this year. The Taliban say there is no agreement on a ceasefire with the government. Wildfires are continuing to rip through the Greek island of Evia, prompting residents to flee to safety by sea. More than 2,000 people have already been evacuated, with elderly residents carried onto ferries. Local officials said not enough help had been sent to fight the fires, adding that parts of island had already been destroyed. Greece is experiencing its most severe heat wave in 30 years, in which temperatures have spiked to 45 degrees Celsius. Heat waves such as these are becoming more likely and more extreme because of human-induced climate change. The 32nd Olympic events held in Japan's capital Tokyo officially concluded. With this, the 33rd edition of the Olympic Games would be held in Paris, the capital of France. As many as 11,300 Olympians from 205 countries had taken part in the Tokyo edition. The players had competed for 340 gold medals, 338 silver and 402 bronze medals in total 33 sports events. 93 countries have clinched medals in the Olympics, while 112 countries, including Nepal, remained medalless. The US remained the highest gold medal winners with 39, while China secured second position with 38 gold. The host country, Japan, remained the third in the tally with 27 gold medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples being observed today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says government is committed to rights of marginalized communities. Second dose of Covishield vaccines to senior citizens being administered from today, and UN to reveal landmark climate report findings. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.